This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another active week for Missouri senators.
Does the senator care to move for third reading?
The week started with time spent on House Concurrent Resolution 4, which opposes recommendations made by the Missouri Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City handled the resolution in the upper chamber.
It comes before both bodies every 2 years, specifically for statewide elected officials. I think it was 8%, and for House and Senate members, I believe it was about 2.5%.
A few Missouri senators recused themselves from voting, citing a conflict of interest, which prompted comment from Senator Shalom Kiki Curls of Kansas City.
It would be more of a fair process if we decided that the legislature would receive raises when state employees. If it happens to be 10 years that we feel as if we don't have enough money to give state employees raises, then we should not get raises.
Missouri senators voted 25-2 to adopt the resolution and reject the suggested pay raises.
31 be taken up in perfection.
Missouri senators spent Tuesday afternoon discussing Senate Bill 31, which would affect the collateral source rule. Sponsor, Senator Ed Emery of Lamar, says this comes about as a result of a judge's decision in 2010 against tort reform laws that were enacted in 2005.
There was considerable concern that numbers were being introduced in personal injury cases that did not reflect the actual value of medical expenses, which was exactly what was supposed to be represented.
Senator Jacob Hummel of St. Louis says too many laws have tended to tie a jury's hands.
We can argue the pluses and minuses, but we keep seem to go down this path where we're trying to limit the jurors' ability to decide things on their own.
Senate Bill 31 received preliminary approval on Wednesday afternoon and was sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on Thursday.
We'll now call the committee on...
Committee hearings also continue in the Missouri Senate. Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau sponsors Senate Bill 104, which seeks to make changes to procedures in guardianship and conservator proceedings for incapacitated or disabled people.
That a court must determine that the incapacitated or disabled person's choice is deficient in his or her ability to serve prior to selecting a third person as a guardian.
During a hearing in the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City says she favors this legislation.
Senator, this is one of the reasons why I've been filing my bill that I refiled last week for 8 or 9 years, familial involvement.
Mm-hmm. Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 104. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.